is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you for hanging out with us. You are listening or watching Davin's Den, Joe, Pip, and yours truly, Davin, in the den. Hanging out, having fun. Good show so far. Let's try to bring this puppy home, wherever home may be. See some scamming scammers. Where is that? What the hell is that? Oh, okay, there we go. That's what I was looking for. That theme music's going to cost somebody a spot in the Olympics. Anyway, all right. When we last left off, we had Caroline and a fake Davin. We're going to work to become friends. We were going to have a friendship, and okay, Caroline was going to get fake Davin a job. Was that the long and the short of it, Pip?
Yeah, pretty much. And hey, you know, can she help sister out?
No, Pip. No, she's a scammer, not a miracle worker. What do you want from this?
Damn.
All right. So on, we'll go up on 4/20/2020. Hey, it's Marijuana Day. April 20th, 2020. I say good morning or afternoon, as it turns out. LOL. She says hello. I ask her how she is. She says I'm good, and you? I go, I am great, thanks. Going for a jog. Do you want me to message you later? She goes, okay, when you're done, okay. And then she sends me like a little...
Wait a minute. She doubled down. Okay, if you're done, okay. Wow, is this going to be like a... Oh, damn it. What was that? Really? When you...
Nah, but I like it.
A keystroke.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Is it a keystroke?
She's keystroking me. So she says, okay, when you're done, okay. And then she sends me, like, this little picture. She goes, this is the company and its workers. She talk about doubling down. She's now sending me buildings for me to work. So it's clearly legit. She's taking a page out of fake Davin's playbook. She's trying to help somebody get a job. So later on, I go, hi, Boo. Just got back. Cool video. Not sure if I'm qualified to do anything for him. I've never designed a car. Apparently, that's what he does. He designs cars. So apparently, my experience as a comedian would help me design a car.
Well, you know, our friend Tom used to live in Detroit. So just by, you know, osmosis, he should know how to do that. He could help you.
Okay, I'll take that under advisement. I got investors for my new business plan, so I'm pretty excited. Things are moving quickly. How are you? Then I go, ugh, I just realized I wrote Boo. Old habit, I'm sorry. Because remember, we're friends now. She's no longer Boo. She goes, I'm cool with that, okay? You don't need the job or what? You don't need the job or what, asshole? I sent you a video, damn it, of something you're not qualified for. What more do I have to do?
That's great.
She goes, there is hotel work too available, so I don't know if you're interested too, but you let me know, okay? You know, finally somebody's helping me out. I appreciate
there
it.
There you go.
Yeah, but what did she just do? Is she scrolling through Indeed? What is she doing?
I don't know. So listen, I am more valuable to her if I have an income. She's just trying to help her investment.
No.
I go, I may not. Let's hold off for now. I don't want you to go out on a limb if it's not necessary. We do better when finances are not involved. I just want you to be happy for me. I go, I mean, I'm interested to learn more about it, but if it causes you an imposition or make things weird between us, if I don't take it, then I'd rather not. Our friendship means more to me than any job. It really does, kids. Her friendship is precious. And I do appreciate you thinking of this for me. I'm not even sure I would be good at anything his company has. I don't want to fail and it be on your referral. She goes, it's fine. I go, good.
Uh-oh, that means it's not fine.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. She wrote fine. I go, good. I got the investors for my new business. Should be live in a week or so. I'm excited. So I'm dangling the carrot that money will be coming again.
Smart. That's what keeps them around.
She goes, I just wanted to help you because they sent me a mail with the form. Just take a look at the form they sent to me. I go, hotel work I'd probably be better suited for. I will look for sure. She goes, that's great about your new job. I go, thank you. I think I told you I've had a roller coaster of a life. I was rich like you once. Then I lose it. Then I gain it. This could be a $1 million idea. I sure hope you're with me when it is, baby. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. It's exciting to have a job and goal to work towards, and I'm grateful you are in my life. As for hotels, yeah, I've stayed in a lot of them. I certainly have the personality you need for front of the house. Unless it's scrubbing toilets, and you just want to see me on my hands and knees scrubbing poop, LOL. And that's a job that Pip's qualified for. And then
also the track worker at the carnival.
Yes, that's true.
Sexy.
Then she laughs. I go, if my new business takes off, I can run it from anywhere, so maybe I would still rent a room for you if that's cool. And then she sends me the form from this company. She goes, it's fine. I'm just interested of you doing something. I just need you to work. What can we do to get you into a job so you can send your money to me? That's really what I'm trying to do here.
How unusual.
I go, it looks like...
I wish Joanne told me that when we were dating.
I go, it looks like the hotel's in New York. That could work. Thank you for taking an interest in me. I really appreciate it. She goes, yes, in New York. I go, then you could stay where I work. She goes, for sure. So I don't know your plans towards the offer. I go, well, I think the smart thing is to spend the next week trying to launch my company. If it does not work, I think the second smartest thing is to apply at St. Regis. Apparently, that's the hotel. Do you have a contact there, or they just sent it to you? She goes, I have a contact there. Awesome! My contact has a contact in St. Regis.
Now, make sure you do a good job when you get there, because you're going to be a reflection on her.
That's the point, Joe. I would hate to besmirch her fine reputation.
Grab them fucking bags and bring them up that room. Don't even ask for a tip.
I go, cool, that'll be helpful. She goes, I will send you the mail address so you can write to them. I go, okay, but I won't write them until I know I need a job. Does that make sense to you? She goes, I'm okay with it. I go, cool. Thank you again, Caroline. She goes, so when are you lunching the new company?
About noon?
Yeah, noonish. I feel I will lunch the company around noon. Maybe one. We'll see.
Can we get finger sandwiches? I love them. Especially from Costco. They're really good.
You get nothing. I go, I bought the name. This was when I did the Laugh at Home comedy. That's what this is. I go, I bought the name. The website is being created now. I created the logo, looking to launch within a week or so. I should say I created the name and bought the domain. She goes, okay. I go, it's my brainchild. I'm hopeful that you will see that the guy you used to date is not the fuck up you think he is. Because I got to tell you, kids, I would really hate to be held in low esteem in Caroline O'Kay's eyes. That would crush me. I couldn't have that.
That would be sad.
It would be sad. She goes, you're really a genius. Well, now we agree on something.
Oh.
Well, what do you know, you moron? That's why you don't get finger sandwiches. That's why you get nothing.
Are you having a stroke?
He is having a stroke.
I'm trying to choke back the vomit like I'm on that ride at that carnival.
Oh, no! It's the Puke Master 3000! The revenge!
Right.
She goes, you're really a genius. I go, LOL. I go, now I know you don't think that. She goes, I'm always thoughtful of that. I go, really? I thought you felt I was a fuck-up and an idiot. I thought I had lost all of your respect. Nah! That's the other Caroline. That's the other...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, not really. You made me so angry that I said all that to you.
Can I stop you for a second? It's amazing on that one thing. Yep, you might agree with this, that her and that other one are so worlds apart and that they probably didn't even talk to each other, you know?
No, they clearly haven't. Joe, talk to each other. All you got to do is scroll up. You don't have to have a conversation. You would think there'd be...
Fine, then will you scroll up then. That it's so worlds apart that the one wouldn't have the inkling of the other what the relationship turned into.
No
That's crazy.
No intellectual curiosity at all.
Yeah. Terrible. Terrible at this.
they're very cold and simple people. You know, is the best way to describe them, cold and simple, where they don't give a shit and they don't bother to know anything.
She goes, "You made me so angry that I said all that to you." I go, "Wow, when you said that, it crushed me because I always held you in such high regard. I know it's not always easy being with me. I get it." She goes, "Yeah, it's not been easy." "Yeah, I mean, I've been with you for months. There's no fucking money. This has not been easy at all. I got another asshole working you. It's causing me problems. This has been a headache, quite frankly. But we're going to get you a job and it'll be an easy street. I feel good about things." That's her inner monologue.
Yeah, right?
I go, "When you fell out of love with me, I could handle. When I lost your respect, well, that was really hard. My life has always had a lot of highs and lows. Meeting you was a high. My career was good at that time, but my brother's health got worse. Our relationship got worse, and my career got worse. It was a lot at once. I'm not easy, but I never meant to make it hard for you. I think I'm on the way back up. That has been my history anyway. Are you there?" Can you imagine this? After she treated me, this sad sack fake Davin is going, I hate that all my pain and trauma has hurt you.
Hey, you want to know something? Yeah, I can't imagine that, and I'll tell you why. Basically, the past year, and obviously she's got other marks, everybody is feeling the effects from COVID. I mean, you told the story where your dad lost a cousin, you know, nephew, whatever that was. Everybody's going through a lot of horrid shit. So for the people that she's working on, it doesn't make a difference where in the world they are. It's a pandemic. You might be hearing stories from all her marks. So coming from you, it's like another, you know, it's just another story.
Yeah. Yeah, true. I mean, and also we know that they really actually have no heart. So whatever, I mean, it's kind of the pandemic magnified the tragedies of the world, but, yeah, you know, they don't care about them day to day, one on one, where they're really talking heart to heart with these people, or at least heart to stone, you know.
Right. So let's say she's got 15 people she's working with, okay?
Yeah.
And out of that 15 people, just on the odds, there has to be at least another 3 people that are going through some shit. If you want to be more conservative, another 2. But, you know, and that's probably why what he's saying, well, they're cold off the bat, but with all this stuff, it's probably 3 other marks are going through the same shit in real life, unfortunately.
Yeah. 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 But they don't care. So now this is just like bigger, I don't care.
Oh, well, yeah, it goes back to the same old, they don't give a shit.
She goes, yeah. She goes, "Thinking of the future now is the best. That has been a thing of a past." I go, "I agree. I feel positive about the future. I think this business will be successful, and I'm happy to have your wise business sense on my side."
Wow.
She goes, "You're welcome." She goes, "I will chat you up soon, okay? I got some things to do now." I go, "Okay, Caroline. Have a great evening. I always enjoy our talks." So we will go to April 21st. Since we got a little bit of time. She goes, "Hello." I go, "Hi there." I go, "How are you, my pretty and intelligent friend?" She goes, "I'm good, and you?" I go, "I am great, thank you." I go, "Have you done anything cool today?" And then I go, "Are you there?" She goes, "Nothing. I'm just at home." I go, "Sorry, no work today?" She goes, "I'm doing the work from home. My birthday is tomorrow, don't forget." Oh, that's right, she wanted a birthday gift, too.
Don't forget.
Don't forget. And I go, "Well, the cake I will give you in person when I take you out, but I will send you wishes tomorrow." She laughs. "I'm not going to buy her shit, but I'll send her well wishes." I think that's nice of me.
She is not impressed.
I go, "Why are you laughing? You come to New York City, and I'm stealing you for a lunch date. And if you are a nice Irish whiskey at night, remember she likes Irish whiskey." She goes, "I need an iPhone X. I need an iPhone X Max from you." Oh, do you now?
Do you really? With your successful business at all?
Whoa! That goddamn thing's probably running at about $1,000 easy.
Can you imagine? I mean, I'm trying to get this business going. Like they don't have the good sense to just go, "All right, let's see how this plays out." They're just not good at this.
I know. What? Ask for a burner phone and move on from that, you know?
And work the up. Bitch broke up with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just friends. I don't see why this is my responsibility.
And I'm like $1,000, probably more, like $1,200.
She goes, "I need an iPhone X Max from you." I go, "Really?" I go, "Why is the girl who is rich asking the guy out of work for a phone?"
Nice.
I mean, and that is the fatal flaw in their story, that they play off like she's got all this money. Then why am I sending you money? Why am I going to do
really?
She goes,
but she's just Jenny from the block.
She's just Jenny from the block.
And if she's a businesswoman, why wouldn't she want to get the phone herself? It's a business write-off.
Yeah, well, maybe she doesn't want the IRS to know, Joe. I don't know. She's in England. I don't know.
I don't know about a phone like that. Like I said, just to say good morning is $1,200 on something like that. So, yeah.
She goes, I need it for my younger one. I go, your younger what, boyfriend? She goes, I told earlier, things are bad for her. I'm trying to get back on my feet. Sister, okay?
It's bad for who?
For her, apparently.
Wait. Yeah, but her younger what?
Well, remember, also her sister, she said. Remember, also, she revealed that she got scammed by an African.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You should know how it feels.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world, bitch.
I go, you also told me you're making money and have 5 cars. Carolyn, honestly, are you just being nice so I buy you something? Like, I thought we were working towards a real friendship. She goes, of course. I go, what of course? She goes, real friends. I go, cool. Listen, I'm picking up investors, but I did not ask you because I don't want money to interfere in our friendship. I want to be your support system. I'd like to be your friend. Can we just do that for now? So you just kind of vanished. Was that a coincidence, or are we back to not talking?
Right?
So now we'll go to April. We'll go to April 23rd. I go, hi. She goes, hey. So we didn't talk on the 22nd. I go, how are you? She goes, I'm good. I go, excellent. I'm very happy to hear that. She goes, okay. I go, now, by the way, we did not talk on her birthday.
No, because you know what? It would have been just, listen, let me just divert for a second and you'll understand. I watched this Instagram channel called What About Bunny, and it's about this poodle sheepdog mix that's very intelligent, and the owner has taught it how to speak by pressing little buttons on a pad on the floor. And so the thing is that she doesn't have a button for food, because the dog, they're very invested in food, would just be hitting food. That's like, Bunny, stop it, food, dinner, food. You know, that's all they would talk about. And it's just like these scammers. They're like, money, can I have money, steam card, money. That's the only buttons they would press.
Now, let me ask you a question about this dog. If you put a monkey on its back, would it shit in the middle of a racing track?
Let's try it out. I'm gonna text with the owner now.
You watch a lot of online videos. Anyway.
I do.
Yeah. You need to do something else, pronto.
A really quick thing. If you see me post some stuff on my Facebook page, like a concert or something like that, it's like I'm not trying to make a statement. It's like I want to watch it, but I don't know how to save it. Like you're going to see a Foo Fighters thing I posted on Facebook. It's like, why would Joe pay this? I want to watch it later. I don't know how to save the fucking thing.
I do stuff like that, too.
So April 20th.
I have an account. I am. I have an account that I'm saving just in case I get a scammer, so I can use that. And on that account, I save recipes that people post that I want to be able to go back to.
Yeah, right.
If you wanna find a scammer, just follow. Just see who Joe follows on Instagram. They're all fucking there. They change pictures, names. Joe don't give a shit. Joe's like, I'm gonna follow this shit till the end. Now I think the one goes by Christine Shh. I think that's her name. She's changed pictures.
Christine what?
Shh. Christine Shh. I think that's her name.
Like, I'm my friend. I'm not going to follow her.
No, you follow
S-H?
Her.
S-H?
You follow her on Instagram.
Her last name is S-H?
S-H-H-H.
Shh. Oh. Like, hush, little baby.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you done?
Yes.
Thank goodness. So I ask her how she is. She says she's good. I go, excellent. I'm happy to hear that. She goes, okay. I go, have you gone out at all? Are you there? And that was April 23rd. So I think we'll leave it there. I think that's a good place to leave it.
Okay.
All right.
That's interesting. So now she's being your pal. She's trying to hook you up with a job. But at the same time, she's also begging for birthday treats and for phones. Expensive, expensive phones. So she's just, this iteration of Caroline kind of sucks at her job, doesn't she?
Well, yeah, and we did not talk on her birthday. So.
Well, yeah, because, like, I was talking about the dog. She'd be like, it's my birthday. Phone, phone, money, phone.
Yeah, and believe me, if you think her birthday and the phone are going to go unnoticed, you know, I guarantee next week she's going to be sore as hell. You know, I wanted the phone, you didn't call, blah, 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 blah. But just to start things off, you would think, you know, get me a burner phone or something like that from Walmart, work your way up. Like I said, that phone is like $1,200 just to say good morning on the thing. Yeah.
But you know, here's what's interesting. It's not even a phone for her. It's a phone for her younger sister. So now we're not even dating. We are friends, allegedly. I'm supposed to spend, Joe figures, at least $1,000, and I have no reason to disagree, $1,000 phone on her younger sister while I'm out of work. It's.
I'm sorry, is her younger sister going to fuck you?
Well, somebody should.
I mean, for $1,200.
Well, I mean, I think they could fuck me for $800. I think.
It goes back to the same thing. They're cold. They're callous. They're not that bright. Plus, everybody with the COVID, and we've done stories with her personal things. Every out of the 10 people or 15 people she's scamming, there's got to be at least another 2 to 3 others with a real tale of woe cooking.
Yeah.
You know? So with your problems, it's like and you know,
yeah. I think they're pretty desperate, and that makes them worse at their job than usual. But whatever, that's their problem, not mine.
Yeah.
And I don't think you have the front line. I think you have the third string running, because basically that one washed her hands of you, pretty much told you enough.
Yeah, but she wasn't very good either. None of them have been very good. They all suck at their job.
But still, you were told to go to hell, and this one is coming back. So you were probably offered, you could maybe, you know, do it. But you're working with the third string.
Well, maybe
the first one was a first stringer. I mean, at the outset was a first stringer. We sat there and we discussed that, wow, this is something, the years we've been doing this, this is coming from a totally different direction. We had it placed as a Ponzi scheme with stocks and business and stuff like that. And then we found that it kind of denigrated down to a romantic thing, kept going that way, got back to business as skosh, went back to romantic, and then it just flat out go to hell. You laid out that, congratulations, you've been a guest on our scamming show. And then this other one from the different platform comes out of nowhere, not checking any background stuff. And we'll see where it goes with her. However, the bottom line is that we've been able to string this out. How long, Davin?
I started talking to her, what, July 28th of 2019.
Right. So we're in April of 2020. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so that's not too bad for something we thought was going to be 3 months.
Really? Really? And it was poorly done. And still... They are still hanging in there for some little droplet. Hey, I got a penny.
Well, that's where we are. All right, so let's good stuff tonight. That's where we are with okay, Caroline. We'll see where this goes. Like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for continuing his sponsorship.
Yes, hopefully he's on the mend. I heard he had a little spill.
Yeah, I think he was riding an ATV and he broke his elbow and hurt his shoulder.
Yeah, so we're wishing you a speedy recovery, our friend.
Yes. We wish Russ all the best. They've had a rough go of it between him and his wife's back. It's not been pretty there. So
they've had a hell of a year, actually. Yeah, so we want to wish them well all around.
Yes,
absolutely.
And Side-Splitting Productions, all of your your comedy needs. Need a comic for a restaurant, fundraiser, roast, we can do that for you. Professional comedians, HBO, Comedy Central, Sirius XM. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com or give us a call, 551-404-3094. Joe will be out and about spreading his mirth this weekend. Where will you be, Joe?
As well as you, my friend. I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club this Friday the 6th and Saturday the 7th with a very funny Aaron Berg from Ant's Platform, Compound Media. Shows will be at 9 o'clock. Go to 1-877-UNCLE-VIN or go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com for tickets and info.
Very good. I have a friend of mine, a comedian, who's like on Donald Trump's. She's like on Donald Trump's mailing list. So like, she sends me all this fundraising stuff. So she sent me one. I thought maybe it'd be like a funny one, but this is just a "don't blame me, I voted for Trump" flag. So ha 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 ha. Okay, maybe she was listening to the show. I don't know. I don't blame any one individual for whoever they voted for. By the way, I've never walked out of this
guy with a tent.
Yeah, give me a canopy. Are you gonna tailgate? Then I blame you.
That I took a fancy to.
I don't know what we're supposed to be blaming them for. I blame you for getting carried away, but everything else, I don't give a shit.
It's such a fucking racket because I get these emails, you know, from the Trump campaign. Oh, I heard you haven't. You're leaving. I'm not giving you any money at all. I supported Trump.
You don't love me.
Go into party, but I'm not. You're getting a fucking red cent out of me.
Well, Joe,
I don't have a fucking fucking plane with my name on the tail.
Well, Joe, if it makes you feel any better, Joe Biden is constantly sliding in my DMs. And much like a scammer, he too is always looking for a handout. And much like a scammer, he gets nothing.
You were on the party as a volunteer. They're going to come to you every chance they can get them.
Yes. and much like a scammer, he will leave empty-handed. So I'm sorry, President Biden, you get nothing. Thank you, sir.
Same on my side of the aisle, my friend.
They're barking up the wrong show.
That's right.
You know what I'll give Biden, and I'll give Donald Trump too. I will give them a warm tuna fish sandwich and a box juice drink, just like my dad would give me.
one quick thing I want to add. I was doing the workshop. Harry Friedman, our friend Harry Friedman, was doing the workshop. Harry helped me with a punchline and a joke. So I go, I owe you one. So he goes, well, you got to go to the Democratic Party. I go, never. I go, I'll make you a deal. I go, there will be a topic that Davin and I will be head-to-head on, and as a favor to you, I'll agree on his position. And he goes, all right, deal. So it wasn't tonight, but there will be something where you'll go, you're agreeing with me? Yeah, I got to pay Harry back.
Well, that doesn't mean the same if I know you're just doing it to pay off Harry. It loses.
Harry gave me a good punchline. So.
It loses all of its gravitas. If you go, oh, that's the Harry rule.
But it really is a testament to him and I, where we are both sides of the aisle. And we've always had very constructive discussions, and it never let, you know, get away of our friendship, which is good. So.
Well, Harry's a gentleman, and you're you. But yeah. Harry's a gentleman.
You're you.
Harry is certainly very passionate about his politics, but he's a mensch. He's a mensch, yes. as the Jews would say, and he's Jewish. All right. I will be at Scalia's in Monroe, New York this Saturday night. But you can't come because it's sold out. How do you like that?
There you go.
This is the first show that Side Spinning Productions has produced since the pandemic, so since last March. I'm thrilled that it's sold out. Our first show there, so I'm excited about it. Now I just have to remember how to do 45 minutes again.
And you can't get into his show. You could drive about 90 miles south and come see me.
I think it's more than 90 miles, Joe. But yes, you could certainly, if you are in the Jersey Shore area, you can certainly go see Joe Curry.
You can meet in the middle and sit on my front porch and bang on the door, and I'm not letting you in.
Nobody knows where the fuck you live.
Middle.
What are you talking about? I've never been to your house either. The two of you. never been to your houses.
We both live far away. I'm far away from me.
I'm far away from me.
Pip does not live far away. Pip does not live far away. But I don't know.
Yeah, but
do you like your house? Yeah, once I get there, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, you guys are chicken a bit about the horn warning on the door.
I'm not chicken at all. All right. Good show. Fun stuff tonight. Check out if you're not doing anything on the 14th, check out Paul Bond in New Paltz. You could go to his...
Thanks to our friend.
His website, you could check that out. And if you're of the liberal persuasion, still go and then give him shit after the show and tell me how that went.
He'll be out in the parking lot under his little tent.
Yes. I will be in South Carolina, so I will be far, far away. Hopefully not getting COVID. But anyway, what are you going to do? If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening and watching. Joe and I will see you next week. Kevin Lee will be joining us, and Pip will see you in 3 weeks. Nighty-night.
Good night.